Thank you so very much for joining me today, as I indulge in a part of me that I don't often get to. The sweet, delightful tale that I happen to wield from the waist down. You see, for those of you that haven't checked me out elsewhere, I am somewhat of a serpent at times. A lamia, if you will. Though there's more complexities to that than most care to learn. Let's just keep it straightforward and say that I have a few scales to tell about. Scaled tales, if you will. Though admittedly, I may have stolen that from a lovely friend of mine. Anyways, let's get started. It's really going to be very straightforward, you see. Today, I'm going to be taking you to another version of me. Well, in a way, to another world in which I can enjoy myself, indulge myself, and coil myself all up around that sweet little mind and body of yours. That would be an enjoyable process, don't you think? Feeling the warm coils of a lamia around you. You see, unlike other reptiles, we're warm-blooded. Not excessively toasty, of course, but we can be very enjoyable to cuddle with. I've been told by the last few individuals who've been lucky enough to get snuggled in my coils. So why don't you just get comfortable, knowing that if at any point during this process you should need to stop listening and step away, you'll be able to return your attention to the task at hand. And of course, if you need to shift your body or move at any point, feel free to do so, knowing that you're supporting your own enjoyment and love of the file. I don't mind at all. In fact, I encourage it, just because you're listening closely and intently and getting lost in a story doesn't mean that you can't be comfortable. And the same goes for the, thoughts that may stray into your head as we go through this process. Any that happen to find their way in can simply be let go as they come. It's perfectly acceptable if you happen to have a few stray and idle thoughts along the way. That's normal and not unusual at all. No matter how focused and fixated and carefully pointed you are at the experience, minds will stray on occasion, and that's perfectly fine. And I don't mind. So just get comfortable. Allow yourself to focus in on my voice as it slides and slips and winds around your mind, just like the coils you'll find yourself wrapped up in soon. That soft, sibilant quality has a way of stroking the mind. It's not difficult to listen when you put yourself to it, after all. That's why you came. And so that's why you'll fall when I pull those legs right out from underneath you and put you comfortably down, down, down into that delightful state of focus, relaxation, comfort, and intrigue. For those of you who manage to let yourself be comfortable, you will find that the more that you do so, the easier it becomes. Every time that you give yourself an opportunity to, you can just slip and slide down into my coil. You can let me wrap up around you and claim my spoils. So why don't we do that? Why don't we unwind for a moment as you find your mind pulled into gentle blank listening? Because that's where we're headed. First to the dreamscape, to paint a scheme, to make something new for just you and I in this moment. I think you deserve that, since you've been listening so closely, and you're letting me indulge in a delightful experience, one that I look forward to and don't get nearly enough. So let yourself drift away from reality, till you find your mind an empty, placid place, until you are floating in time and space without an anchoring, a point, a place. The dreamscape expanding in all directions. An infinite sea of possibilities painted in front of you. And they all could be. But today I know just where to go. There's a space, a place, in the boiling cloudscape of possibility the lights that twinkle to infinity, like stardust glittering in the night sky. It doesn't need to have any form beyond what feels right to you, but right there is one that glows, green and cyan almost, a familiar color for those of you who know my art. Oh, we are going somewhere that I would love to visit more. Feeling the pull now, the swirling coils wrapping up. Energy glowing as a green point blossoms into a spiral that grows, grows, grows. Or maybe it is you that goes down, that feels the warping of space and time and concept and mind as you are brought into the coils of this world. Feeling that spiral growing as you pass deep into it. As it winds and twists and binds, transporting you deeper into the experience that we're forging together. Finding yourself becoming present in an interesting location. A relatively ordinary lounge-like room. Well, mostly the lighting is quite bright, the floor covered in a rug that emulates the ocean that splashes far away somewhere. Sand-colored carpet. Hardwood floor just beyond the door. And comfortable divans and couches and daises to repose upon comfortably. And of course, a large basin-like padded seating area in the floor, looking almost as though someone carved a bowl out of cushions. And amidst those cushions, well, there's a whole lot of snake. And of course, topping that delightful, soft, smooth, pinkish-scaled creature is me, since I decided to bring you here. After all, it would be rather foolish if I wasn't here. Well, hello there, little sweet thing. I'm hoping you'll enjoy yourself. I'm hoping that you can have some fun with me today. So why don't you come and lay amidst my coils and discover just how delightful you can feel in them. That's it. It's not a difficult thing to do. Just come a little closer. Find yourself walking across to me. It's not a difficult task, really. And as you get closer, you may begin to notice just how large a lamia can be, all coiled up, like a cinnamon roll of soft, cuddly scales. Letting my hand reach out to meet yours and guide you up across my coils, carefully picking your way up until you sit upon, well, as close to a lap as I could possibly hope to have. That's it. Why, hello there, little darling. Welcome. You see, I've been waiting to try out something. Something delightful. Something so very easy to do. For a snake, at least, it should be an interesting experience for you. Why don't you place your feet right here? In the center of my coils. That's it. We're going to have to get rid of some of this pesky clothing, at least most of the outer layers. Just take off as much as you're comfortable with, but I'm going to need you about as nude as you can possibly manage. Because I need to have that nice smooth skin on slick scale action to pull off what comes next. There we go. And that should get you nice and ready. My, how eager you were to get undressed. Doesn't surprise me, honestly. I know most people don't get the opportunity for a full body massage, especially from a lamia. Just slide those feet in. Feel my warm, smooth body, slick as latex, soft as silk. That's the nice thing about a synthetic organism like what I've decided to attach down here. Cybernetic beings that emulate life can do so in all the ways that we want. And so, since this tale was specifically engineered for my enjoyment, I've made it into a very comfortable and smooth thing, noticing your feet sliding deeper into my coils, feeling the soft, slick warmth, without any feeling of lube, simply feeling frictionless soft like silk, up over your ankles and your calves and your knees, as you slide in and I gently undulate upwards, feeling gentle pressure oscillating around your body in an almost elliptical pattern, squeezing on both sides and gently swirling almost around you as you slide down and I hold and guide you, feeling my hands sliding up your ribs and back, gently sliding them back down your arms to your hands as you're buried to your waist in my coils, still not hitting the bottom. Finding yourself tilting backwards as I slowly continue to pull you deeper into my grasp. See, that's not very hard at all, is it? In fact, it might be the softest you've ever felt. So safe and secure in my coils as I slide you deeper and still. The coils coming up over your waist now, your tummy, feeling that gentle undulating squeeze as you slide deeper and deeper into me. Oh my, what a sweet, soft, blank expression you're getting. You must be enjoying yourself. I know it's quite stimulating to be touched so thoroughly, so deeply, to feel those gentle undulations working around your body, bringing it to relaxation until yourself, well, until you feel absolutely as soft as I do. That's wonderful, don't you think? I'd say it's very wonderful indeed to get you in so cozily indeed. My hands can still get at some of you, though I'm probably going to have to settle for just rubbing your shoulders and neck, feeling my hands gently massage the muscles up there as your arms are drawn down into my coils. For a little while, you won't be needing these. I promise, if you need, you can go. But for now, let me just gently undulate and squeeze till I've wrapped you all the way up. Now comes the fun part. I can squeeze from head to toe in gentle, growing pulses. I'm not going to squeeze hard, though. I'm just going to find the most tender parts of you, the most delicate and sensitive. You see, that's the power I have, to find the bits of you that have been begging for attention, the parts that need such intimate touch. And I will make sure to be very stimulating as I just gently stroke around you, up and down and squeezing all around, my hands finding their ways deeper into the warm coils that surround you as you're lost in the experience. Gosh, your eyes are just absolutely empty, aren't they? I wouldn't be surprised if they're fluttering. It's hard to tell sometimes with you nuzzling against my soft coils. But it feels good as I reach my hands down, stroking my fingers across your skin, finding sensitive areas and touching carefully. I bet you've noticed that I've managed to sneak the tip of my tail up, up, and in between your legs. It's amazing how dexterous the tail of a lamia like me can be. Why, it can grasp, it can thrust, it can pull, it can stroke, it can almost inflate, but not quite. The power of nanotech, I suppose. Very configurable, especially to fit the needs of people in my coils. And I'm sure you've noticed that I found your spoils that you're going to give to me of this little conquest. I have plans to bring you more and more potent pleasure. I'm sure you've noticed that my tail is as dexterous as I have claimed, as it finds you, and it pleases you in just the way you've been needing. It's amazing how powerful I can be when you give yourself over like this. That tail feels good, doesn't it? As it moves, as it works away steadily. Maybe I can sneak a kiss in while you're distracted. Just a little peck on the cheek. Gosh, it looks like I practically shot you with pleasure. To think I could take you to higher heights. Drag one of my sharp nails down the side of your neck. Remind you just how fierce a creature I am. Treasuring you like a little piece of my hoard if I were a dragon. Which in a way I kind of am. But that doesn't matter unless you know why I like to hoard cute little things like you. Feels nice, doesn't it? Feels wonderful. Feels sensual. Feels oh so very fucking good to be touched like that. I think I found just the way based on the reactions I'm getting out of you. There's always room to dial it in. I bet that feels good. That tail of mine has certainly found the right spot, because you are getting lost in it, lost in the experience of it all, aren't you? Oh, yes you are. My goodness, those are some very cute sounds you're making. What a delicious little treat. Why, if I was a succubus, I wouldn't need to eat for a week after this. I haven't seen such absolute reckless abandon in a while. That's good. Give yourself over to it. I'm enjoying myself just as much as you are. That's it. Such a good little thing. Oh, I'm so glad you're helping me indulge. So grateful to have the opportunity to squeeze and sculpt your mind and body. To just pull you deep inside and to give you a very intense experience that seems to grow with each and every touch. It's certainly having quite the effect on me. Oh, I haven't been this absolutely full of sweet, soft, so fond in a long time. Intelligent beings that want to have their body is stroked from top to bottom are hard to come by sometimes. What a delightful thing. Just letting that pleasure build with each squeeze, with each pulse, with each touch. That tail bringing closer and closer, climbing up and up, as though I was lifting you from the ground itself. Feeling yourself grow distant as the pleasure grows, allowing your hands to find their way to add to the pleasure. Because I'll let them move through my coils. I'm careful, after all. So dexterous and smart. That's it. Good. Now you're getting into the spirit of things. Such a very good little darling, aren't you? Oh, yes, that's a cute face. Oh, I love it when you nod like that. Good. More and more and more and more as you just lose yourself, climbing up and up that cataclysmic oblivion of orgasm awaiting you, the inevitability of it. Oh, it is nice to know that if you want to, you'll be certainly able to assist me and push right over that edge. You deserve it. You've given yourself over for my enjoyment, for my pleasure, for my use. And I'm giving back just as much as I am taking, because this is such a nice indulgence. It's so good to have the opportunity to use my body to touch every part of someone else's. Thank you. That's a good little darling. So good for me. Oh, you're definitely going to. Just keep going. That's it. Just a little further until you're ready, until you just can't help but tilt over the edge as I squeeze you, as I sculpt that mind into pleasure and bliss. And when you find yourself toppling over the edge, you won't be surprised. It's inevitable at this point. Inevitable that you will feel that delightful burst, that white explosion of pleasure that just sweeps through the mind, that leaves one unable to do anything but, well, have an orgasm, of course. Good! What a sweet little darling you are. I bet it feels good, doesn't it, to just feel as though I was almost milking your very body for pleasure, to be so absolutely at the center of my attention for a little while. Good. Thank you. You can relax once you've let yourself go. Once you've come for me, after all, you deserve it. I'm sure that my tail will get you all the way there. After all, it's hard to resist. Unless, of course, you don't want to. Then it's easy as can be. Maybe you just want to be brought to the edge over and over. But for that bit of you that wants to, well, then you could. Thank you so very much for letting me indulge. Maybe it's time to bring you up out of those coils, to snuggle you against my bosom and my soft tummy. It's amazing to think that even my skin could be softer than my delicious tail. Now you can just lay here and relax. Take a moment to bask in the afterglow, to enjoy yourself and feel safe and snug and cozy. And in just a moment, you can return to the world of the waking as I just gently let your mind drift and depart. With each passing moment, feeling the dreamscape once more swirling out of that green vortex of cyan electric energy that tinges right into green. As you find yourself in the dreamscape, able to take with you what you want to and leave behind that which you do not wish to have on the other side of this experience. And in a moment, we're going to return all the way to the world of the waking. Good. Just drift. And one, feeling faint awareness. Two, feeling your body. Three, your thoughts. Four, the pull of gravity. Five, awareness of your surroundings. Six, more and more. Seven, almost there. And eight, and nine, and ten. Wide awake for me. Feeling wonderful and hopefully very refreshed. Thank you so very much for listening. I greatly appreciate it. And I have to thank my lovely, delightful patrons for their support, as without them, I simply wouldn't be able to produce content like this. To have someone to help me get my audio quality perfect and to give me the time to create this art for you to enjoy. So please consider checking it out if you haven't already.